Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
And we've been wrestling with a bizarre situation here in Des Moines, where all of a sudden it seems like it might be illegal to grow food on the what we call the parking strip, the border area, that strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. This has come about in a very interesting way.
Yes, we became aware of a woman in a nearby neighborhood who was issued a citation from a city official for having a couple of very small planter boxes and foods growing in those planter boxes on her property. And they were not obstructing view of a corner or intersection.
Yeah, in the middle of the block, I think, right?
It was in the middle of the block. Yeah. And when we got to know her a little bit, we realized that she had gone through the city code to determine if, when she put these in, if it was legal, allowed. And she didn't find anything in the city code, and the city code is hard to comb through, but she found a website called Feed DSM, DSM code for city, for the city of Des Moines. And Ed and I have history with that website, but it said on that city-managed website, you can even grow food in the parking strip. So she did, and then she got issued a citation saying she had to remove it.
Yeah. And apparently, I mean, it has been, there's no prohibition in the code against growing food in that parking strip. But apparently, the city engineer decided that that it's hazardous to grow food in the parking strip because somebody could trip on a tomato, I guess,
or get poisoned by picking up a piece of food.
Eat a piece of fruit from your or bean or who knows what from your parking strip and then get poisoned, or that the food itself could get poisoned by stuff kicking off the street.
Street chemicals and salt and stuff.
You know, I would rather take my chances on eating food that I grew in front of my own home than eating a bag of Taylor Farms lettuce.
The history of it is that prior to July of 2025, there was no specific area of the code that said that growing food in the parking strip was not allowed. On July 30th, I think, of 2025, City Council was presented with an ordinance that had been being worked on for some time.
By staff, right. By
city engineering and other staff. And engineering was asked to make some changes that actually allowed in what they call the right-of-way, the public right-of-way. And when City Council members got this ordinance to approve or not approve, there was a lot of... ordinances are hard to read. There was a lot of language that was crossed out, new language added. And the interesting part of the new language that was added was in one very small line of the code where it had previously said that noxious weeds were not allowed. And there were three words added to that I don't know if all council members saw.
I think
or
none
discussed.
Of them knew about it. There would have been some conversation about it.
But the three words were or edible plants.
So no noxious weeds or edible plants. It's just it's backwards thinking. It's totally backwards thinking. And I do think the council was taken off guard by it. I think nobody knew about it. Mm-hmm. I think the only reason we know about it now is because this one woman was cited for
yes.
the crime of growing food.
And she asked for a hearing. She has not taken out the food producing area as directed. She asked for a hearing, which is coming up on August 19th. And what we submitted to her as a letter of support when she goes to this hearing, we as Birds and Bees Urban Farm, are one of our nonprofit missions is to encourage city code to be food friendly and for people to grow more food.
And in a lot of ways, the city of Des Moines code is very food friendly.
It is.
And It was food friendly, presumably, until this sneaky little thing was done back in July of last year. Hopefully we can fix it.
Well, it needs to be fixed. We would like to see, in the meantime, while the fairly newly formed Food Sustainability Advisory Committee is reviewing this issue, we would like to see any enforcement of that code halted until it can be straightened out, because the code reads ambiguously. The code says that you may not grow edible plants in the parking strip. However, in that same area of code, there is a list of 19 flowering plants that are allowed.
Some of them are edible.
And a lot of them are partially or completely edible.
And some of them are noxious and poisonous.
A couple of them are poisonous, toxic.
It's just kind of silly. But, you know, I think this is somebody looking for a fight. And I don't know what's behind it, really. We'll see. Well, hopefully we can fix it, and in a while we'll have good news when we come back to you about it.
In the meantime, this lady's getting a lot of support, and we're happy to be part of it.
Kathy, thanks for joining me. Mm-hmm.